This is Up to Date on KCUR 89.3. I'm Steve Kraske. In the wake of the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man in Black Bob Park in Olathe, prosecutors have filed first-degree murder charges against six teens accused of the shooting. The teens are said to be 13 and 14 years old, and that's raising questions about how young you can be to be tried as an adult in cases like this one. Here to answer questions about these cases is KCUR legal affairs reporter Dan Margulies. Dan, nice to have you. Good morning.
Nice to be here, Steve. Thanks.
You know, this strikes me as a little unusual. How rare is it for a 14-year-old to be tried as an adult in Kansas?
Well, in a word, Steve, exceedingly rare. Statewide, just 24 juveniles of any age below the age of 18 were prosecuted in adult court out of more than 6,200 dispositions in the fiscal year ending in June 2019. That's the most recent year for which figures are available, Steve. By the way, I got those figures by going to the Kansas Supreme Court's website, clicking on the Cases and Opinions tab, and then clicking on the Case Statistics rubric in the drop-down menu, just in case any of our listeners want to do their own research and not rely on what I have to say. Anyway, in Johnson County, specifically in fiscal 2019, there were just six cases that were transferred to adult court from juvenile court. So it stands to reason, in answer to your question, Steve, that even if all those six were 14-year-olds, which is unlikely, that would still mean it's exceedingly uncommon for 14-year-olds to be prosecuted as adults in Johnson County. So let me tell you something else. According to criminal defense attorneys who handle juvenile cases, criminal defense attorneys that I spoke to, only one of them could think of a case she'd handled involving a 14-year-old. Huh. And she wasn't actually, this criminal defense attorney was not positive that the juvenile in question was, in fact, 14. She told me, by the way, that the case never got resolved, Steve, because the juvenile in question took their own life. I should note something else. Kansas is by no means an outlier when it comes to prosecuting juveniles as adults. There is a nonprofit that agitates for prison reform. It's called the Equal Justice Initiative. And according to that nonprofit, 13 states don't have any minimum age for prosecuting a child as an adult, which, you know, practically speaking, Steve, means that children as young as 8 or 9 or 10 can be subject to being held in adult correctional facilities where they're at increased risk, of course, of sexual, physical, and psychological abuse. Just to give you a couple of examples that I pulled off their website. In Pennsylvania, prosecutors charged an 11-year-old as an adult in the fatal shooting of his father's girlfriend in 2009. In South Carolina, prosecutors charged a 12-year-old as an adult in the killing of his grandparents, and despite evidence that the prescription antidepressants altered his behavior. And that kid was convicted in 2005 and sentenced to 30 years in prison. I should say, conviction was later overturned on appeal. I just want to say one more thing. As the Equal Justice Initiative points out on their website, and I urge listeners who want to pursue this subject more to look this website up. It's a real fount of information on this subject. As they point out, children under the age of 14 are protected in almost every area of the law because they have yet to mature developmentally and because they lack, you know, the judgment, the maturity, and knowledge that adult defendants are expected to have. But courts often fail to take into account how children are different when they assess whether children are competent to defend themselves in adult court.
Well, Dan, if this is so rare in Kansas, then what would explain the fact that we have six teens now accused of first-degree murder in the shooting of this 19-year-old man in Black Bob Park?
Well, I think you have a, well, you know, I'm not going to impute political calculations to the prosecutor. I can't read the prosecutor's mind, but it was, you know, a heinous crime. Killing in which it appears multiple juveniles were involved. Why they're bringing these kind of charges, you know, this may be an example of overcharging, Steve, where They're trying to gain leverage over the defendants, or at least some of the defendants, and get them to turn on some of their fellow defendants.
Okay.
So that may be one possible reason.
Dan, what supposedly happened in the park early that morning when this shooting took place?
Well, we've been given only bare bones details, Steve, and the criminal complaints, sort of, which are just a paragraph each and very sparse in giving us information, as has the Johnson County DA been very close-mouthed about what went down. But based on court filings and those very terse criminal complaints, I think it's reasonable to infer, Steve, that what happened was these kids went to make a drug buy, probably marijuana, and at some point they decided that rather than fork over the money for the drugs, they would rob the victim of the drugs, and everything went south. And I'm guessing the victim resisted, and one or more of the defendants shot him, resulting in his death. And that is why these teenagers are facing felony murder charges, first-degree murder charges, because a felony murder is a murder that occurs in the course of another felony crime being committed, in this case, presumably robbery.
Do you have any sense what a punishment might wind up looking like in a case like this?
Well, you know, once you're in adult court, Steve, you're subject to the full range of punishments that anyone tried as an adult is subject to. And these kids, as I say, are being charged with felony murder, that is, committing a felony in the course of which someone died. In this case, it appears the Johnson County DA is charging that they tried to rob the man, as I said, who was killed. We haven't been given very much detail, what I said, but, you know, here's the thing. The thing about felony murder is that if in the course of what ended up as a robbery someone died, you can end up being charged with felony murder even if you aren't the one who pulled the trigger.
Right.
So I can just imagine here that at least some of these teens thought they were out for a lark, and now they're staring down the barrel of first-degree murder charges because, again, if you're involved in a felony murder, you can be charged with first-degree murder. And in Kansas, the punishment for first-degree murder, to answer your question, ranges from the death penalty to life in prison without the possibility of parole to life in prison with the possibility of parole. Now, by contrast, in juvenile court, if you're convicted of a crime, and by the way, it's not called a conviction in juvenile court, it's called an adjudication. If you're convicted, you can be sentenced to anywhere from 3 months to several years, but only up to a maximum age of 22 and a half years old. So the maximum a 14-year-old might serve in detention if he or she is tried in juvenile court is roughly 8 years, no matter the crime.
Wow. Wow. So what's the latest on the six kids who were arrested after this event? Are they all still in custody here, Dan?
As far as I know, you know, I looked up the four cases that are accessible, the four cases, that is, in which the prosecutor is attempting to try these teens as adults. Those court files are public records. The other two, who are 13, those are not public records. But I looked those four up yesterday, and as far as I can tell, they're all in detention. In fact, very recently, in the last day or two, the lawyers for one of the teens, who happens to be a female, asked the judge not to allow the release of the probable cause affidavit underlying the criminal complaint, which various media organizations, including us, have requested on the grounds that so long as the judge has not determined that these cases should be prosecuted in adult court, it remains a juvenile proceeding. And juvenile proceedings, Steve, are supposed to be rehabilitative rather than punitive. And so the release of this affidavit is, going to be ruinous for these kids. The judge has yet to rule on that, but, you know, the probable cause affidavit is what we're looking to learn more details about this case, which, as I said so far, very little detail has been released about.
Okay, that's KCUR legal affairs reporter Dan Margulies talking to about the fatal shooting of a 19-year-old man out in Black Bob Park in Olathe. Dan, sure appreciate it. Thanks very much.
You bet, Steve.
Up to Date is a production of KCUR 89.3. Our theme music was composed by the great Bobby Watson. The program is produced by Danny Alexander, Zach Wilson, Elizabeth Ruiz, and Reginald David. Our engineer is Paul Nakatura. I'm Steve Kraske. Thanks for listening.